Welcome to a time of refreshing, a radio broadcast from the Light Church in Four Corners, Louisiana, where Prophet Jules Anderson III serves as pastor. Join us Sundays at noon for worship at our sanctuary, 120 Rosa Lane. We begin each week with Ministry Mondays. The first Monday of each month, we set aside for ladies. Youth, we set aside the second Monday of every month. Our Iron Men Group fellowships on the third Monday of every month. And on the fourth Monday of every month, we set that aside for spiritual development. Also, join us every Tuesday for a healing and deliverance service at 7 p.m. And now, it's time for the Word. Here is Prophet Jules Anderson III with today's message, which is already in progress.
Come on, yeah. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we make the choice to rejoice in it. Yeah. Yeah. In the book of 1 Kings, and this is not my sermon tonight, but I hear the Lord speaking to somebody. In the book of 1 Kings, the 18th chapter, Elijah is confronting the prophets of Baal. But before he can deal with the prophets of Baal, he has to deal with the people who have put them in power. And the people that put the prophets of Baal were that who submitted to those people, who submitted to those prophets that were not of God, were God's people. So Elijah, in 1 Kings 18 and 21, he asks them a simple question. He says, how long will you be hesitant, or will you be stuck between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal is God, then follow him. There comes a point in time in your walk with God that you have to make a decision. And what I have learned is that if you don't draw the line, God will draw the line. When we don't draw the line, God will draw the line. And as many of us in this place today, three people in particular, that I can feel this Lord dropping his word in your lap this morning, is that there's some things that God has been speaking to you clearly of. Some people that you need to begin to separate from that have literally become distractions and hindrances in your lives. But because of friendship and relationship and position, you want to keep those people in your lives. Let me be the first one to witness to you that the worst thing you can do is keep people in your life that God is calling you away from. It's the worst thing that you can do is try to keep things and keep people in your life and in spaces that God is trying to bring them out of. And so in this season, God is saying it's time for us to make up your mind. You're going to serve him. You got to do it wholeheartedly. In worship, we've made worship about atmospheres and about declarations, but truly and really and truly, worship is not an atmosphere thing. Worship is a self thing. And much of what we battle in worship, and much of why many of us can't get to a certain place in worship, is because we haven't drew the line yet. You still trying to figure out if you really believe this stuff. You still trying to figure out if God is God, and if Jesus is the only way. But when you come into a place in your life where there is no other way, where there is no other way. He is the only way, and he is who he says he is by way of his word. Amen. Then it's easier to get into his presence because I know who he is. I'm not waiting on the song to describe him to me. I'm not waiting on the worship team to convince me of who he is, but I know who he is. So it's easy for me to lift my hands. I don't have to struggle to do that. I don't care what happens to you before service, because you know who he is. It's easy to put that on the back burner. It's easy to forget about the trials, the fact that you ain't got no money in the bank. It's easy to forget about that when you know who he is. He's provider. So because I can't do it for myself, I'm going to take this opportunity and give you my all, because I know that you have the ability to do what I need done. And so God is calling us into a place that, like this tiptoeing that many of us have been doing with God, this, you know, I'm coming, just wait a little while longer, God. You're not in that season anymore. You're not in that season anymore. The Bible, God opened up something to me. James was dealing with, in the book of James, I believe it's, the 15th chapter. James talks to people who God considered adulterous. God considered them adulterous. And James says that, do you not know that to be a friend of the world is to make yourself an enemy of God? And pretty much what James was telling the people was that you got too much stuff that you put ahead of your call. You got too much stuff that you put before where God is calling you to. You got too many things that you got are trying to carry before God, because the Bible says that God is what? A jealous God. Oprah Winfrey had a problem with that, but I understand that God wants us to be focused totally and wholeheartedly on him. In order for us to receive what it is that God wants to do in our lives, we have to be focused wholeheartedly on him. Amen. Not saying that things ain't gonna happen, that life, because life will happen. Life will happen, but when we understand who God is, yeah, life can happen. I want you to mark those keys. Every one of them that's messed up, put a red dot or something on them so we can get them fixed, and you can stop hitting them until we get them fixed. When we put God in that place, nothing. God wants us. God's whole design from Genesis to Revelation was for him to have a people that he could call his own. A people that would serve him and be obedient to him. A people that he would love and show his love and compassion through us. But the biggest struggle is, do we really want that or not? From the beginning of time, even with Adam and Eve, they weren't content with what God gave them, so they went and did what he told them not to do. Ain't it amazing? Y'all can have a seat. Ain't it amazing how we get with God? Ain't it amazing how we get with God? I was talking to somebody the other day, and I told him, I said, man, I said, God tells us, as far as our tithes and offering, he says, give me 10%. You can play with the 90. But we struggle with giving him the 10. God, all throughout scripture, gives us I think it's the book of Leviticus or Deuteronomy, there is God gives specifics on what we should eat and how we should eat it. And out of all the things that God says that we can eat, what do we gravitate to? The unclean thing. I ain't bashing nobody, because I don't know what it is, but I've been eating a lot of pig feet this month. I don't know what it is. I have went to the store and bought pig feet twice in my new house. And that's not normal. I'm not a pig feet eater, but I've just been. So I'm not bashing anybody. I'm just saying our mindsets towards the things that God calls us to and the things that God calls us away from. He said you can eat deer, you can eat all these different things, you know, the thing to choose the cud, you know, you can eat this, you can eat that, don't eat the fish without the scales. But what do we like? Catfish, no scales. God tells us don't eat the fish with the shells. What do we like? Well, we mad because crawfish season been messed up. but it's how we gravitate towards. And I know there are some people who feel like we are not under those commandments anymore, but that's a lie. That's not the truth. Jesus himself said, I come not to do what? Do away with the law, but what? Make it better, to fulfill it. He didn't come to change it. He didn't come to stop it. A lot of these things, that's why they still have the same repercussions that they have. I don't care how much you pray over pork. You eat enough of it, you're going to catch high blood pressure. You're going to wake up with a headache. I don't care how much you bless it. And that's the mentality that a lot of us have. Well, I'm just going to bless it in Jesus' name and it's going to be good. But that's not reality. Amen. So what God is calling for us to do in this season is God is saying to us, look, it's time for you to draw the line. Make a choice. Make a choice. Where do you stand in this season? Are you standing with me? Who's on the Lord's side, as the old folks used to say? Amen. Amen. I'm going to preach this sermon tonight, this afternoon to you. Amen. And I thank God for all of you that pressed your way out on today. I know it's big things popping in the city of Generate. But I'm glad y'all love God enough to come to church before you go do what you're going to do. Amen. I ain't bashing nobody because I was one of, Stop that. You know you was trying to catch that parade. I'm just messing. You know I love you, Elena. I was just messing with you. Look, let me tell y'all something. When I was up until, I want to say maybe 2018, I was in Generate every year. I would catch rides from church. When I was, as a youngster, I would catch a ride from church to Generate, and I would hang at Pastor Jones' house on the main street until a parade passed, and then I would follow the parade to the back. Y'all know the story. Yeah. Well, we was big Mardi Gras. My dad is so New Orleans. Yeah, I would make my way, but then God begins to change things. God begins to change things, and the things that used to bring you joy don't bring you joy anymore. Because God gives us a new joy. God gives us a new desire, right? All right, and God begins to change our desire. Not that anything was bad with what you were doing, but the place where God is bringing you to for the call that's on your life, you can't go. I can't go certain places. I can't do certain things. Why? Because of the call of God that's on my life. When God places a call upon your life, an anointing, it demands certain things of you. So you got to adjust. And you got to begin to separate yourself from certain things. So that's what begins to happen in life. To where now parades come around and I don't even have a desire to go. Yeah. I've been talking about it for the last 5 years. Man, I'm going to start going back to my degree. I ain't been yet. Ain't been yet. And I don't think if the parade didn't pass in front of our shop on Willow Street, I don't think I would be going to the one in Franklin. But to God be the glory anyhow. So as you begin to commit yourself and your heart towards God, things begin to change. And if you ain't experiencing no change, then you ain't committed enough.
You've been listening to A Time of Refreshing with Pastor Jules Anderson III, Shepherd of the Light Church in Four Corners, Louisiana. Please join us Mondays through Thursdays at 10:30 a.m. right here on KBZE 105.9 FM. Also, look for a copy of this message on the KBZE Facebook pages. Have a great day in the Lord.